Hi, this is Mieko, and this is the thought I'm having right now. There's been a story in the news this week about a fertility clinic that's decided to use only genetic material from the racial background of the people that are applying. And this came out of a desire on their part, in their words, to not create rainbow families. Now, as someone who comes from a rainbow family, my father's Japanese, my mother is English, Irish, German, and Scottish, and I have an adopted Aboriginal brother, I wonder, this idea that we can only relate to people who look like us, where does this come from? Hi, this is Mieko, and this is my thought for the day. So I was thinking back to this residency that I was on a few years ago that had no internet or phone, and I think all the writers there were really kind of devastated by it, but also excited by this possibility. And it got us talking about how the internet was affecting our writing lives. And Karen Joy Fowler, who's this novelist, said something kind of brilliantly hilarious, which was that she gets up in the morning and she checks her email and replies to people who need things from her. And then she checks these few key websites that she checks every day just to see how the US government is destroying the world. And then it's kind of lunchtime. And then afterwards, she goes back to the internet, goes back to her email and replies to all the people who have replied to her since the morning. And then she does one last check of the internet, just those key websites again, to see how the US government is destroying the world since lunchtime. And then she might squeeze in half an hour of writing, and then it's kind of dinner.
Hi, so here is my thought for today. I have a new 10-week-old puppy, and she's having trouble sleeping through the night. Therefore, I'm having trouble sleeping through the night. So last night at 4:30, she woke up making these sad, mournful screams and cries, trying to let us know that she wanted to get out of her crate. But at the same time that she was doing this, she also decided to chew on her rubber chicken, which I think you can actually hear in the background right now, which was letting out these comical sort of squeak toy noises in the midst of her absolutely pitiful crying. And I thought, congrats, dog, you've just had a clown moment.
Hi, this is Mieko, and this is what I've been thinking about today. I guess over the last couple of months, I've been really grappling with this idea of outrage and rage, and whether or not it can have a healthy place in our lives. I know when I'm in the midst of that feeling of outrage, or even rage, it can feel so negative and angry and bad. But then I'm also starting to see that it can be an incredibly powerful motivator for change, both for myself and for others maybe taking action. And so I guess what I'm thinking is there a healthy place for outrage? Hey, this is Mieko, and this is the strange thought I'm having today. So a few months ago, I was in Tokyo, and I was staying near a bar called the Penguin Bar. And it was on the corner, and it had two signs on it. So on one side, there was a sign that said, the door to the left is an entrance, and it was pointing at a door. And on the other side, there was a sign that said, the bar in which penguins are present. And I honestly never really gave it any thought until one day I was walking by and the door was open and I realized that there were actually like six penguins, live real penguins in the bar. I thought, holy crap, I found the most literal place in Tokyo.
Hey, so here's my thought for today. I guess over the years I've sort of developed a bit of a phone phobia. It doesn't hit me all the time, but there are times when the phone rings and this very serious thought goes through my head, which is, to borrow a phrase from Dorothy Parker, like, what fresh new hell is this? And I get this fear about answering it. I don't know if I think it's just going to be bad news or it's someone who's going to want me to do something that's really long and arduous for them. But I don't know. Sometimes for me, the phone has become like this messenger from hell.
Hey, here's my thought for today. I was looking at some photos that I took in May in Tokyo at this place we went to called the Robot Restaurant. Now, the Robot Restaurant isn't really a restaurant. It's kind of more like the bastard love child of, I don't know, Liberace, Daft Punk, Cirque du Soleil, Wayne Newton, maybe, and all through this sort of wild Japanese lens.
you know, it features girls in bikinis and fighting robots and sharks and tanks and ATVs and biplanes with stripper poles and classical flute and clowns on rollerblades with sort of rainbow clown wigs. Just everything you want in an evening. And, you know, sometimes we get so serious about theater. There was just something so pure and joyful about that night. And I just, it made me remember that all I could really say when we got outside afterwards was, again. Hey, here's my thought for today. I'm thinking today, this morning, about what it is that makes us want to hoard and keep things with us. I guess it's because I'm looking around my own house and realizing we probably have to have another garage sale and feeling the weight of all those things. And I've really tried in the last couple of years to make a concerted effort to get rid of things, but it's a battle. And I'm wondering what it is about human beings that makes us want to keep things. Hey, so here's my thought for today. Over the last couple of years, I've been working with some folks at the Center for Race and Culture, and they've really brought to my attention this word tolerate. And we use it quite often. We'll say, you know, you have to learn to accept diversity and tolerate other cultures and, you know, other people's beliefs, or, you know, there's lots of ways that we use that word. And they've really helped me see that that word is kind of an ugly word. It implies that we have to suffer through, you know, endure things that we don't agree or believe in. But we kind of just put up with them enough to, you know, coexist. And doesn't it seem like we have to get way past that? Hey, so here's my thought for today. I guess I've recently made a decision to start a really big new project. That is something that I've never done before. And I have to say, while it's daunting, it's kind of exciting to be standing at the bottom of this big hill, picking a boulder to push up the mountain again. I don't know if you know what I mean, but there's something really amazing about starting something you know nothing about. Hey, so here's my thought for today. I was thinking today about one of my oldest and dearest friends who I don't get to see very often. She lives far away and, you know, she has a busy life like I do. But I think what I love about her is that she allows me to be ambitious and she never makes me feel bad about it. There's something about the way we talk about our kind of our secret hopes and wishes that allows me to dream big in front of her. And I really love that. So I guess I'm wondering, who's that person for you? Or is there a person that's like that in your life? Hey, so here is my final thought for the month. I've recently reconnected with an old mentor of mine, and she's someone who's had a really profound effect on my life, both as an artist and as a woman artist, I think, trying to figure out my journey in some pretty male-dominated fields. And it's just made me realize again how grateful I am for her support and guidance. And it's kind of set a little challenge in me to go, you know, who are the people that I'm going to mentor? Who are the people that I can help along the way?